Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
It's another beautiful day on Brown Sugar Radio. Get ready to ignite a passion and purpose of overflow. Cherish the value of being you and nurture your soul. Handle your business like a boss and take full control. I invite you to engage upon a journey of greatness and use the gifts within that God has made. This is the time to win and not to lose. So sit back, relax, and take off the blues. Get ready for another exciting segment here on the hottest urban show on the internet. It's Brown Sugar Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. We are back at it again. It is Lifestyle and Abundance Coach Kim Bullock Hennix, and I'm just so honored, so excited to have all of you joining us this evening as we have a very special guest, Ask Miss Emma. And I call her Queen Emma because she's a queen in her own right, and she's a trauma expert, and, you know, nothing more than we need, I would definitely say, is how do we heal from trauma? And so I would love at this time to introduce to some and present to others the lady of the hour, Miss Emma. How are you doing this evening?
I am wonderful, Queen. How are you?
I am great, 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 and I got to welcome you with a big Brown Sugar Radio applause. Yeah. We're not playing tonight, Queen.
Thank you.
Yes, yes, yes. We are not playing.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, you had to get a virtual standing ovation, Queen. We are not playing.
I'm taking a virtual bow.
Come on now. Yes. Oh, but I love what you're doing in the community. I want to say thank you for taking the time to come on live to Brown Sugar Radio. You've touched so many lives. And I want to share with my loyal listeners in regards a little bit about your history. You know, if you can let them know, what was it that made you decide to get into this industry of trauma? Because there's so many other fields you could have tapped into. Why was this so dear to your heart?
Well, thank you, first of all, for giving me an opportunity again to push the trauma mobile platform that I launched in March of this year. I think part of the reason that I am a trauma expert is because I myself am a trauma survivor. And yes. I think when mental health professionals, when we go into the field, we come into this field with questions. So for those other trauma survivors like myself, you have these questions in your mind like, why would someone do something like that?
Yes.
How dare this person do that? So
yes.
Those questions will circulate in your head. I just decided to find an answer.
Yes.
And as I was discovering my answer, I realized my wellness for self now is for somebody else, because my mom was like the mother of the community where I grew up.
Okay.
And so having a strong support system is paramount to a survivor of trauma, because
yeah.
My trauma happened, yeah, it happened early on in life. But when you have a support circle that is supportive of you, you can get through it. Now,
yeah.
Everybody knows that I don't go anywhere without the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, because that Trinity right there.
Yes.
See, that's the real hero in the story.
Amen.
My Lord and Savior,
Amen.
Because when he allows things to happen to you and he brings you through that, the questions that you have, you may not have the answer right then, because
yes.
Michelle Rosenthal says, trauma is something that you don't choose.
Uh-huh.
But healing is a choice.
Yeah.
So I chose.
Wait a minute. powerful. Yes. Healing is a choice.
It's a choice.
That's powerful.
We didn't choose trauma. Trauma chose you, because trauma doesn't discriminate. It doesn't have a face. It doesn't have a location. It doesn't have any of those tangible things that we can touch, feel, hear, and see and all of that. But the trauma keeps coming for you throughout your life. I was chosen to do this.
Wow.
I was chosen, and I just said yes to answer your question in short. I was chosen. And I simply said yes to the call.
Wow.
So that's why I'm here as a trauma expert. Grace and Mercy, the trilogy and the three, and just me.
And just me. Ask this Emma. Oh, my goodness. And I love it, because it's so real. And you said that healing is a choice. And I love that because when you think about, I was reviewing all of, you know, just what you're doing in the community and how you have learned how triumph over trauma is what you decided with the choice, not to be a victim, but to be a survivor, but to be the one that says, I am going to stand up and I'm going to represent other women, other men, experience some type of pain in their life. And you have the answer.
Right.
You have the solution. For that, and I'm just so grateful for you this evening. And so,
thank you.
You just launched it. You say it was this year, right? Of 2023, March.
Yes, I launched the Trauma Mobile Boot Camp March of 2023.
Now, tell us some more. The Trauma Mobile Boot Camp. That's deep. Tell us a little bit about that. Okay.
I'm glad you asked. I'll tell you all about it. Well, again, when I said yes to my calling, six months after I said yes to my calling, I was in Paris as a keynote speaker. So that was God's first time telling me trauma is global. I didn't listen, Queen. I didn't listen. So then a couple of months later, I'm on a virtual, another international platform, Croatia.
Answer
the question. Did I listen, Queen? Did I listen yet?
Okay. Listen.
No.
Did you listen, Queen?
I didn't listen, Queen. The Queen over here didn't listen, but guess what? That third time around.
Come on.
See, that third time around is always best. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, that Trinity and Trilogy and just me. Okay, I took the call in that third time when I was on my third international platform. So I was like, okay, I got you. Because sometimes I'm a little slow when he's trying to walk me through this divine intervention. And I said, okay, so trauma is so big, and I talk about it so often when I'm doing my public speaking. It's so heavy. So what makes me...
And God said, I
so
got
now, here we
for
go.
You worldwide. And
And look at you. Where are you located, on the east or west coast?
I'm in Las Vegas on the west side.
And I'm all the way over here on the east side. I'm on the east coast. So
come on,
I'm coast to coast. I'm this thing is bigger than me. My calling is bigger than all of my credentials.
Amen.
It's just bigger than me. And now that I've said yes to it, I'm not surprised that this Trauma Mobile Boot Camp and Outhit has evolved, because I started it in North Carolina because I'm a North Carolinian grown. I'm a country girl to my heart. And so charity starts where?
In home.
There you go. So I went back home first.
Yeah.
And so
now
we're looking at, And so now I've been invited by one of our fellow GSU members, Grace. I've been invited to come to Ghana with the Trauma Mobile Boot Camp. So when I say to you, his will is going to be done.
Yes, it will. Yes, it
I know
will.
My why. I know my why, and he's got that whole process of everything else, because that's not my business. Uncle Les told me to mind my business, and my business is being a trauma expert.
Okay, we're going to sit back and we're going to let God take control. Wow. And so that will be your fourth international country once you do Ghana, correct?
Yep.
Amazing. And you haven't even completed your full year with the Trauma Mobile Boot Camp?
Nope. As of March of next year, 24 will be a year. And then I'm going to be, people that have been participating, they're going to be offered Trauma Mobile Boot Camp anniversary. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to start doing an annual, like, retreat.
Oh, yeah.
And look, tip for your people. Y'all better come to one of my Trauma Mobile Boot Camps, because if you don't attend the Trauma Mobile Boot Camp, you can't come to the retreat.
Okay.
In Aruba.
So it's a package deal, y'all. Okay, we're not giving pieces out of the puzzle. She said it's a package deal. You have to do the Trauma Mobile Boot Camp in order to get invited to the retreat. And I think that's so important. And retreat,
yes.
Just recently I completed one here in Las Vegas in July, the Ambitious Woman Crown Retreat. And what I'm finding is that women, they look at retreats as something that's a luxury, you know, or something that's a treat. And once we got done, honey, those 3 days, they were like, I need this as a necessity. This is a requirement. When's your next one, Queen? When's your next one?
Yes.
And so what you're doing, Queen Emma, is you are setting the tone, and you're letting, you know, your clients know that it is okay for you to seek the resources that you need in order to get the healing that God is providing through you. You're the vessel. You know, He's allowing you. And I love what you're doing, because especially in this day and age, we see so many different hurting people from different avenues and aspects. And then we've got inflation, and we just recently came out of the pandemic. And me personally, you know, I lost my husband during the pandemic. And so I have my own personal pain that I was dealing with and still dealing with. I'm still getting therapy for it 3 years later.
Right.
And my next question for you is, And I realize this is an individual-based question, and so definitely, you know, to the best of your ability, but how long would you say that you would recommend one of your clients to work with you to truly get through the trauma? You know, is it a certain time frame that you give them?
No, there are no time frames. You don't have time frames, but what you do have is that you have – certain psychotherapies. For example, there are four psychotherapies, evidence-based psychotherapies, that I talk about people surviving trauma needing to engage in. You know, the first one is cognitive processing therapy. That's an 8 to 12-week, very intense psychotherapy. Then you have the eye movement desensitization reprocessing therapy.
Okay.
That's another one. That one goes up to 16 weeks. So in the various psychotherapy groups, I mean, not groups, but psychotherapy that I encourage trauma survivors to use, there's four of them. And if you all buy my book, go to my website, www.hmocs.org, click on that book sale tab, you can get all of that good, pertinent information about each one of those psychotherapies, because it's just like a hairdresser, you all. You have to choose the one that you think is best for you.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
When people, and what I'm hearing you say, your individual stuff has to do with grief. Well, grief is a whole nother form of trauma that we haven't, as scientists, given the proper, you know, treatment of that. Because
you're right.
In my case, I had lots of deaths in like a 2-year period. You know, I lost like close family members, multiple. You lost your significant one, your husband, and during a second crisis, which was the pandemic. So you had a crisis within a crisis.
A crisis within a crisis.
The world shutting down, and I'm losing my mate, my life mate.
Okay. Right. How I get through that.
So one of the big things we are telling people, we're not, as scientists now, doing this whole, 5 weeks, 1 year, 2 year. Now, if you're looking at something, you're talking 15, 20 years, okay, that's too long, and we need to get into some therapy, because we should miss our loved ones forever, but we should not mourn them forever.
Wow.
See, because
that's a word.
Death is just death. death is just love, nowhere to go.
I'm
that's
so glad
what
you
death
said
presents
that.
Us with.
Yeah, and I pray that this sets somebody free, because
yes.
that is one of the number one things I see is some people just, they don't, not saying that you're supposed to forget your loved one, but
mm-hmm.
holding on to it forever and not moving forward and staying stuck in the past,
mm-hmm.
what do you recommend to an individual that they just cannot let go of the loss of a loved one and it's been years?
Well, the first thing is great platforms like what you're doing now and bringing people on to talk about it. Awareness
okay.
to gain insight before change can occur. So a conscious awareness has to occur before people are going to want to have insight about it before they can make their change. I don't fundamentally believe as a scientist, you know, clinical social worker and psychologist, that you're going to fix anything within you without awareness.
And
awareness
true.
Comes about, yeah, it's going to have to be a conscious choice to do different. What did I tell you about Michelle Rosenthal? Healing is a choice, and it's no different when death is involved. Because if we ask ourselves the question, would the person that we are mourning pervasively want us to live that way?
Yes, that's very, very true. Great point.
And if you
great
answer
point.
That question, because, yeah, you would know your person, the one that has left you in transition and gone on, if they loved you the way that you love them, just remember, if you were the one to have gone first, would you want that person mourning you forever? Please
true.
Miss my presence.
Because yeah.
if you don't recognize my presence, I heard this man on TikTok say, if you don't recognize my presence and don't acknowledge it, you absolutely deserve my absence.
That's powerful. That's powerful.
So when I heard that man on TikTok say that, I wanted to get up and do a TikTok, queen.
Come on, queen. Listen. That's so, look, you dropping all kind of nuggets. I'm going to have all kind of new hashtags. Baby. I told you that.
But seriously, that grief is so
tonight.
Serious.
Mm.
I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. And what other type of trauma that someone may have that they don't recognize the signs that you've witnessed?
Okay, so a freebie, you all. Queen Kim just asked a wonderful question. What other types of trauma do you have? Lots of people that have gone through trauma, because it's so day-to-day, is such an integral and day-to-day part of their lives, they don't even label it as trauma. You have the physical trauma. We have emotional trauma. We have the environmental trauma. An example of that would be the pandemic. And then we have that ugly, ugly one, sexual abuse. So those are the four types of trauma. And those four types of trauma can be perpetrated indirect or directly. Indirect is you're observing it. In a sense, you had indirect trauma where your mate is concerned. Your mate died. You were the direct observer of that. That's indirect.
Okay.
However, direct trauma is the trauma is happening to you as the person.
Mm.
For example, you get mugged. Or
yeah.
you get beat up, jumped, gang, you know what I'm, that kind of stuff. Or you get sexually assaulted.
Okay.
And the other example I gave you all for the environment is our pandemic was our universal trauma.
Jeez. So I encountered two different types of trauma, which I'm sure many others who are listening tonight did during the pandemic. And
yes.
Wow, it's amazing how there's several different dynamics of trauma that we experience as individuals and not even realizing it, because I'm thinking it's just one big trauma. And you broke it down to help me identify. Look at that. I get a revelation tonight on Brown Sugar Radio. I mean, this is why it's important for us to connect and to collaborate
yes.
and to educate, you know, other individuals who are suffering and they don't understand why. They don't know, why am I feeling this way? What's going
mm-hmm.
on in my life? How can I get better?
Yes.
And so definitely want you to, you know, if if it's something going on, seek help. Don't hold it in.
Mm-hmm.
Get the help that you need. And that's what Queen
right.
Emma is here tonight for, is to encourage that. And so to get started with, if it's someone's feeling ashamed within, or they really don't quite know the steps, they're like, you know what, I'm too embarrassed to go because I don't feel like I don't want to go to get the help I need because what if I can't handle it? Or, you know, how people just have so many different anxieties that run through their mind.
Yes.
And then the
yes,
number
yes,
one
yes.
thing I usually hear, Queen Emma, is, well, I don't want to be on medication. You know, I'm not crazy. I don't want to be labeled 5150, so I don't want to go see a therapist.
Well, my response when, if people have not had therapy, we come with our preconceived ideas. And so a lot of times it's our lack of information. Everybody that goes through trauma does not get on medication.
Okay.
And you are the person that has lived with it. When you get with the right therapist, your treatment plan is developed between you and your therapist. So if your goal is not to be on medication and you're willing to put the work in, they will see results. Because, yes, in the scientific world, we do say that therapy in conjunction with a psychotropic medication is the best cocktail. We do not say that it has to be done that way. You get that?
Yes. We, I see, break it on
it's like the same, right, because like you like Calvin Klein. I like,
okay.
you know, maybe something else, Anne Klein.
Uh-huh.
It's all relative to the individual. If you're willing to work hard because Anne Klein stuff costs more than Calvin Klein, then you don't have to use the higher of the two because you're able to buy that. It's the same thing with the work when you want to do your therapy. Your therapist may be available to you 2 to 3 times a week.
Yep,
that's work,
yep.
though.
That's true.
But the medication is usually, you will know, I let my clients tell me because I don't live your life. And if you just come up with a blanket statement, I'm not crazy, I don't want to take any medication, absolutely, you're not crazy because, first of all, if you were that, you're not going to be in an outpatient situation. You're going to be inpatient.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So a lot of our stuff is spoken out of our ignorance about stereotypical things that you've just picked up in your family, that you've picked
yep.
up in your community. But what
True.
I am so thankful for in the last 2 decades, Queen, I can say to you, Black people are starting to kick their butts and ask for some help.
Thank God.
We still got a ways to go, but I love when I look back at when I, you know, 37 years being in this field, I can literally go decades and see the difference.
Uh-huh.
And we are asking for help because churches are starting to promote mental health. So that awareness I talked about earlier, awareness to gain insight before your change can occur. So platforms like what you're doing, Queen, getting the word out, that's what we have to do more of so that people don't see therapy as such a stigma. It is required. Trauma won't stop coming for you, you all. You've survived trauma from your past, but I can guarantee you, as long as you stay on this earth, it's either in your past, happening right now, or it's coming for you.
That's right. And I love how you said we've got to stop these stigmas because
mm-hmm.
when we have stigmas, the stigmas will block the healing. The stigmas
yes.
will block, you know, your deliverance. It'll block the blessings that God may have for you in the future. If you're not properly healed, how can we expect to prosper?
We won't.
We can't do our full what's the word? I was going to say service, which that is a word I want to use, but our purpose.
Right.
If we're broken.
Right.
And
right.
so what you're doing is not necessary.
I love what I do because being a trauma survivor myself, you know, my broken pieces, and I think it was my sister, she showed us a picture of this, you know, broken glass. And, you know, it was just broken all into these many pieces, but then it can be put back together. And that's how I see our psyche will keep being broken if we don't care for ourselves after trauma. I call it, don't live in the residual negative impact of trauma, because it is a ugly shadow. Let's pick up our pieces and let's make our mirror shiny and bright again, so that we thus have a reflect, reject, and then we reset our mind.
Right, reset the mind. And that's where it all begins, is with our minds and how we would you say our deserve level has to also do with us getting the help we need, or is that a stigma?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And we oftentimes, that imposter syndrome is a big part of trauma response. What are people going to say if they knew, well, you know, what are they going to say if they knew that I was raped? Well, what are they going to say if they knew that, you know, my father, you know what I'm saying, sexually abused me? Like, we live behind that imposter syndrome and the perception of what others are going to think of us, rather than how do you feel about yourself? We need to have mental health professionals that would be willing, that's taking that time to say, do you know what? How old were you? Because it seems so simplistic about what I'm about to say, but it's not. I literally have to say to people, how old were you? I was seven. And so I literally will take Erickson's psychosocial stages of development, Queen, and I will show them the top and the bottom. Top bottom is top acquisition of what you're supposed to be doing in life. The bottom part is where the pathology gets rooted. So at seven, you're supposed to be doing, what's that, initiative versus guilt? That's where you going to school for the first time. You're like in what, second grade? Your whole world is play. So if you got some grown, rusty man perpetrating you, it is not your fault.
Wow.
Not your fault.
And that's what
it
is.
And so
I
have to... I have to tell them that, though, because we grow up in our grown-up, and we start applying our grown-up sense to back then. Well, at seven, your world was play. Well, it was supposed to be until the perpetrator came in and stole it from you.
Come on. Robbed them of their innocence.
Yes.
And, that's where the cycle starts.
Yep.
In the childhood,
so
normally.
And we have to go all the way back. And it is, I won't even tell any of you all that are listening, you know, Queen Kim's people, my Emiranians, therapy, recovering from trauma is not an easy task. But on the other side of that journey that you go through, it is so worth it to do that.
And it is. Because
if
the person
if
that
you don't do
become,
it.
Go ahead.
I said, if they don't do it, it can't be done. You and I can't want it for them, Queen.
That's right. Yep, that's right. Absolutely.
So what we're going to be doing is wanting. Yep.
Come on. For real. That's it. Now, I do see we
that's
have
it.
A few callers on the line, and certainly, and there's a few people in the chat. If you have any questions, go ahead and direct them in our chat at this time. And then are you open to taking a few calls, Queen Emma?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Right. Look, y'all better talk to me for free tonight, because if you sitting in front of me, you're going to give me some dollars.
I know that's right. She is not playing, okay, at all. So y'all better go ahead and get your questions in tonight. Look.
Oh, yeah, and Queen Kim.
Yes, ma'am.
I want to make sure that they know, anybody that's not sure if you have unresolved trauma, please send me an email at info@hmocs.org. Just put in there trauma symptom checklist, and I will get that to you. And if you endorse a certain amount of those, it confirms that you have unresolved trauma. So I want to give you all that free, any of you all, but you have to mention that you were on the Brown, you chimed
brown
in on
sugar.
The Brown Sugar Radio Show.
Yes, okay. You ain't getting it if you're not with Brown Sugar, okay?
You got to be with some Brown Sugar.
Okay. Look, we're going to cut up tonight. Don't play with us. I'm going to call your last four numbers, because there's multiple numbers. And so when I call the last four of your phone number, if you have a question, please make it brief. We all ask that you have ask one question, all right, because that's your one freebie for tonight for Queen Emma. and please make it to the point, all right, it's short. All right, so I do have a caller here ending in 916. Caller 916, you're on the air with Brown Sugar Radio. Hello, hello. All right, going once. Caller 916. I guess they're just listening. Are you just listening? All right, well, let me put them back on mute. Y'all don't get scared now. It's okay, y'all. It's all right. We got a whole bunch of people on here. Let's see. I got a 572. Wait a minute. Yep, 5720. Those are the last four of your phone number. You're on the air with Brown Sugar Radio. Who's calling? All right, 5720.
Oh, I heard something.
They're listening to us on their recording or their device. Caller 5720, do you have a question or comment for Queen Emma tonight?
I'm not listening.
Okay, you listening. Thank you. All right. I appreciate
Thank
you.
Thank
you. All right. I'll put you back on mute. All right, so if I pull you on the air, please don't get scared. Just say you're just listening, and that's fine. But if you do have a question, we would love to have you join us. And those of you who want to call, and, gosh, we got so many. I don't know if I'm going to have time. You can certainly give us a call at 515-605-9796, 515-605-9796, to see if we can have a question or comment for Queen Emma tonight. And please make it directed upon trauma, okay? no random questions. All right, 7762, you're on the air with Brown Sugar Radio. Who's calling? 7762, the last four of your phone number. All right, I guess they just listen. We got a lot of people listening. Oh, my goodness.
Good.
All right. Yep, that is good. All right, let's move on to 7027. Do you have a question or a comment for Queen Emma, or are you just listening? You're live on Brown Sugar Radio. Hello, hello. All right, we're going to put you back on mute. Caller 7027. All right, let's go to the next caller. I promise we got a lot of callers here. All right, let's see. 7588, you're on the air live with Brown Sugar Radio. Caller 7588 is the last four digits of your number. Do you have a question or a comment for Queen Emma tonight?
Hello, can you hear me?
Oh, we got one. Y'all hear you.
Yes.
Yes.
How
yes,
are
good,
you?
Good evening. I'm doing fine. My name is Jacqueline. I am calling to offer to say thank you, Ms. Emma, for sharing your thoughts about your trauma boot camp and encouraging those of us who've been through trauma to not only seek help, but to also attend your trauma boot camp. And I just wanted to say that I attended one of your recent trauma boot camps and thought it was just awesome. The revelation that the participants received, I had my 84-year-old mother with me, and I don't think she acknowledged her trauma until she sat through your two-day seminar and participated in the session. And I think she was so moved by what you shared that she started opening up to her children about some of that trauma and was more open to talk about it, whereas in years past she had not been able to talk about some of that trauma. So I just wanted to say thank you for offering that service free to the public. And my mother and I both are looking forward to attending your next session to help not not only participate in the Tama Boot Camp, but also to help promote some other opportunities that you offer to your participants. So thank you again for bringing us to the world and sharing yourself with us.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for that, Jackie. I'm glad I could be of assistance. That's what it's all about. If my voice reaches one person, a fellow trauma survivor, and it frees them on any level, that's why I had to say yes. I was chosen to do this. I just said yes.
Yes. I love that.
So,
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to go ahead and put you back on mute there, Queen. Thank you for sharing your thoughts with
You're
us
welcome.
Here. All right, we're gonna,
Thank you, Jackie.
We have
Thank you.
I want to make sure we have enough time also for you to share any upcoming events that you have and definitely your social media plugs. So I will take maybe we got time for one more caller here. Let's see. All right. We've got 1624. You're live on the air with Brown Sugar Radio. Who's calling? Caller number 1624 is the last four digits of your phone number. All right, we'll go back. Remember, if I call you, just let us know you're just listening, okay? Don't be scared, y'all. Call number 6100. You're live on the air with Brown Sugar Radio. Who's calling?
Hello, Brown Sugar Radio. This is Stacy.
Hey, Stacy.
How are you?
That was such a great radio voice. I love that.
Thank you very much, Miss Emma. Absolutely amazing. Absolutely fascinating as well. So I definitely appreciate this discussion. But I do have a question for Miss Emma.
Sure.
And I think my question really is, what advice or encouragement can you give someone that may be experiencing trauma or just acknowledging it, maybe not quite accepting it yet, but what advice or encouragement can you give to them to take that leap, or maybe not leap, but take that step forward towards getting some help? You know, sometimes it's hard, especially for us, people of colors, it's very difficult to, you know, and I know you just said a few minutes that, you know, we are starting to ask for help these days and it's getting better. We have some ways to go. But what can really help someone to kind of take that step or that half step towards getting some help?
Well, one of the things you want to direct them towards, ask Ms. Emma, the trauma expert. I have a trauma mobile boot camp. I have a trauma symptom checklist that's free. These free things that I am offering to people goes right in line with that awareness. Without awareness, you will have no insight, thus there will be no change. So things start in that way for people. It's a choice, and it's the same. It's synonymous with an alcoholic. If an alcoholic has not hit rock bottom, so to speak, they're not going to get help. I do align trauma the same way. Trauma will take so much from you that oftentimes when you get the help you need, it's because you've gotten to a space where I don't know where else to turn, side. So when you're around people that you know seemingly has unresolved trauma, it's usually private. So it's better for you to tell them, look, I know someone, and she gives a trauma symptom checklist. Just send her an email and just give her my email, info@hmocs.org. It keeps it private until it doesn't have to be. Because once you get that trauma symptom checklist from me, I hook you right up there into my book. Then perhaps if they get the book, you know, they can read and get some more information because awareness, without awareness, because you have practiced your way into the imposter syndrome, but you're not living your best life. You can see that that person needs help, but until that person sees they need help, it's a choice. So all you can do is put the information before them, and that's it.
Got it. I like that. Nice and clean.
Yep, that's it. All we can do is make it available. And sometimes we don't see our immediate results, Stacey, but sometimes just planting the seed is enough.
Mm-hmm.
Just plant
got
that
it.
Seed.
Got it, got it. Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yes. I love
thank
it.
Thank you.
We appreciate you, Queen. Yes.
Yes.
All
thank
right.
You, thank you.
And so how beautiful is that, you know, just asking a question, getting the answer, not having the information is a reason I believe a lot of us feel that we're lost at times, or we don't have the proper guidance in life. And this is what God has instructed you to do. And so I applaud you for being courageous
thank
enough
you.
To take your personal pain and use that for your purpose, Queen. I have a message that someone just sent me on Facebook Messenger. They want to know the name of your book. And then do you service nationally?
I service Maryland, Virginia, and D.C. And if you live outside of those three areas, you call my number 240-429-5390, and my assistant will still connect you with someone else, because I do know a lot of different people, not all over the world, but I know a lot of people, and we take that onus that we're not just not going to leave you with no referral.
Absolutely, she'll get you in the right direction. And look, you're not known over the world yet, Queen. Yet, look, you didn't. Are you about to hit number four continent, the fourth continent.
Right.
Okay, international. Because
you know God
done
made me understand that this is a global, international kind of thing.
Oh, yes. And that's what God
and
does. God does.
And I'm sorry. Let me tell her, the name of my book is How to Unmask and Resolve Trauma.
I like it.
How to Unmask and Resolve Trauma. And I give you the seven steps to learning how to manage that.
And I think that'll be a great Christmas gift, y'all. Look, Christmas around the corner. So if you know anyone that's going through something and they may not have the courage yet to actually speak with a therapist, give them the book.
Right.
You know, let them dig deep and search within for themselves to get the answers. And then maybe one day
absolutely.
They will find the courage within, right, to speak to somebody like Queen Emma. And so before we close out, I want to share, do you have any upcoming special events that they can attend, and certainly provide your social media handle so they can support and follow you, Queen?
Okay. Well, absolutely. On the 17th of next month, I will be doing another international Ghana. I'll be on the Ghana platform. Same thing, speaking about trauma and blessing the people that Grace platform. I'm invited over there. And so I am going to take my trauma presentation virtually over there. And as of December 1st and 2nd will be the third trauma mobile boot camp that's going to be happening in Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Yes.
So come join me, people. Come join me. Y'all West Coast folks, come on.
West Coast. Listen, I probably won't make the one in December, but I know you said you got one more, right, that's coming up. It's a fourth one.
Well, the way that it works, we choose a state, and we go there three times a year. That's the gist of the Trauma Mobile Boot Camp, because trauma is so heavy, Queen. It wouldn't even be fair for me to go somewhere just for 2 days and just go somewhere else. No, we stay there because some of the people that came the first time came the second time. Second time, you're going to come the third time.
Right, right. And to get the true breakthrough, you need to have the truth.
Absolutely. And I'm serious, you all, not because it's the Trauma Mobile Boot Camp that God told me to do, but it's a very much a spiritual, it's like a movement. It's like when you have to experience it. I can't describe it to you because it's an experience.
An experience, yeah. I get it. And there's some things that just we cannot comprehend within our own healing power. It's a supernatural transition that just takes place, and it's a beautiful thing.
Yep.
But it's so funny because I was to my boyfriend earlier today, and I was telling him about how God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts, and he's higher than our ways, and you know, the things that we look at within ourselves, God is like, hey, I've got something so much bigger for you. Look at you. You're worldwide now. Quit. You know, and I'm sure when you first started this, right, you were looking at it like, hey, God, I'm against to the calling, and didn't even realize that he's taking you worldwide. And so that's what kind of God we serve. You know, he takes you to heights.
Yes, it is.
All we got to do is trust him. We just got to trust him and believe the process. So I'm just so grateful for you. And definitely, I'll contact you, Queen, before we go.
Okay, yes. You can reach me on at Ask Miss Emma. It's Instagram at Ask Miss Emma. Facebook is just Emma Northlee. And I'm on TikTok as Emma, Ask Miss Emma. And that's it. And LinkedIn, same thing, my last name, Emma Northlee.
Okay.
And you all, at some point, I'm going to come. At some point, I'm going to convert everything to Ask Miss Emma. That's the next level up for me to make it real easy for y'all to find me.
To find you, okay? Ask Miss Emma. Yes. Well, look, I want to say thank you, first and foremost, for taking the time. I know you're super busy. Can't wait to see you next month at SpeakerCon. Yes, we connected through, for those of you who are wondering, my loyal Brown Sugar Radio listeners, Queen Emma and I met through Dr. Cheryl Woods, who we definitely want to make sure we pay homage to her. If it wasn't for her, we would not have connected. And we hit it off, and we have been just, look, we've been power sisters ever since. Look, since we've been dancing and doing our thing.
Yes, indeed. We're going to do our thing again. What, next? The first and the first through the fourth. November.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, look, don't give us a DJ. Don't give us a DJ. Okay, so. Oh, but I love it. I said, she's my dancing buddy. And, you know, we master is good. And
don't you tell our secret.
That's it. We come together and we have a good time. And so I just want to say thank you so much for
coming. It was my pleasure.
My listeners. And you call them your Emiranians, okay?
Yeah, my Emiranians. Thank you all so much for, you know, coming out, because I know it's over here, it's like after 10, so thank you all.
It's over like 30 people on this call tonight, and I promise I wish I could get to all of you, but I got to let her go to sleep because it's 11 o'clock her time, and I got to be respectful of that. And so you know you're welcome back anytime you have another event, you know, another, you know, a message, that you want to get out. You are always welcome back on Brown Sugar Radio, Queen.
Well, thank you very much. I would love to come back with you all again.
Yes, because trauma is something we definitely need to talk about and discuss and make a greater awareness. So I want to thank those of you who hung in there. I know it's late where I'm looking at these area codes, and I'm like, wow, this is East Coast. It's 919 and it's 201. Oh, that's East Coast. So those of you who are hanging with us on the East Coast and it's late, thank you for all of you coming through and listening. And definitely those are my Vegas. I see you, 702s who are listening. We appreciate you all, everybody, tonight.
Yeah,
so we're going to
go
and close for this evening. And so peace and blessings and love. And just I pray that God continues to shower you as you obey the calling on your life, because I know it's not easy. I know it's not easy what you do, but it's so necessary.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me, and God bless you abundantly, Queen Kim.
I appreciate it. All right. All right, so there you go.
Good night, you all.
Good night. All right, so there you go, ladies and gentlemen. There it is, Queen Emma. We definitely enjoyed her. Such a powerhouse in her own right. And make sure that you show her some love. Take the time out to support her. Follow her on her social media handles. Make sure if you have any questions for her that you take advantage and email her. Because like she said, if it's any other time, you're going to have to pay. And so if you got some information, take advantage of the free resources that she has provided for tonight. And make sure that you mention you are a listener on Brown Sugar Radio. So at this time, we're going to go ahead and close. I want to say thank you so much for tuning in to Brown Sugar Radio, where entertainment and empowerment is extraordinary. Make it a great night.